What an exciting development in the world of digital finance. Eric Ciotti's motion in France is truly groundbreaking.
Absolutely. The proposal not only aims to prohibit central bank digital currencies, but also advocates for the adoption of stablecoins, signaling a significant shift in regulatory approach.
It's fascinating to see how this motion emphasizes the transformative potential of cryptocurrencies in revolutionizing the financial sector.
Indeed, the focus on decentralized financial solutions aligns with the principles of a free market economy, paving the way for a more dynamic financial landscape.
The implications for France's financial future are profound. Embracing stablecoins could lead to enhanced transactional efficiency and increased financial inclusion.
And let's not forget the potential for France to emerge as a leader in the European digital currency arena, influencing other nations to reconsider their stance on cryptocurrencies.
It's interesting to note how France's stance on stablecoins versus CBDCs reflects a larger global conversation about the future of money and financial innovation.
This debate between innovation and regulatory oversight is crucial in shaping how countries navigate the evolving landscape of digital currencies.
By prioritizing stablecoins and decentralized finance principles, France is positioning itself as a champion of user autonomy and privacy in the crypto ecosystem.
Eric Ciotti's motion is definitely a catalyst for discussions on the future of cryptocurrencies in France, with stakeholders eagerly awaiting the government's decision on this proposal.
The potential for innovation in France's financial sector is immense, and the outcome of this motion could set a precedent for other nations grappling with similar decisions.
Despite the challenges ahead, the prospect of a more dynamic and innovative digital finance landscape in France is indeed promising, marking a new chapter in the country's financial evolution.